Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
All week long, we've been checking in with Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, covering the Milwaukee Brewers at spring training. We welcome him in from Arizona. So, Dom, yesterday we were talking about, you know, Brewers-Cubs. We took to social media and found that a lot of Brewers fans were interested, saying it's never a bad time to beat the Cubs. And some of those same people were like, after the game, that's only spring training, doesn't really matter anyway. So there we go.
Exactly. It goes both ways, right? I was trying to warn everybody beforehand, you know, don't get all wrapped up in this Craig Council talk in spring training. You're going to wear yourself out for the regular season.
You did warn us. Hey, okay, so we lost. It was rough. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. Okay, yeah. 6-1, though, was the score. What did you see from our team, from the Brewers, that was good despite that score?
J.B. Bukauskas. Silly name, great stuff. So J.B., a big deal with him is the fact that he's been injured for pretty much every stop of his career. He was originally drafted by the Astros, then was in the big Zach Greinke deal in 2019 to go to the Diamondbacks, got hurt. Then he got picked up off waivers by the Mariners, got hurt. Then he got picked up by the Brewers, got hurt. But here he is, and he's finally healthy once again. And I've known him for a very long time. We go back to the minor leagues, actually. And he struck out the side and only needed 13, 14 pitches to do so. The slider looked nasty. And Pat Murphy said so after the game. He agreed. He said, I guarantee it, that guy's going to pitch in the big leagues this year.
All right, Dom, I have to ask. So I saw one of the early days of spring training, Pat Murphy was gifted like a cart that you would see at the grocery store, right? If you just, you know, weren't able to walk as well as you'd prefer, you can hop into the cart, do your grocery shopping. So who gifted him the cart? And is he still, you know, kind of using it around the field?
He's not using it. He wants to make that very, very clear. It is there on display, though. No, not to worry. I believe it was a team effort. I don't want to single anybody out and be wrong, but it sounds like the masterminds behind it were Wade Miley and Colin Ray, of course, kind of the elder statesmen of the pitching staff. You may have seen the video when they revealed it to him, and it was Colin Ray pulling it in to showcase it for Murph. So he's enjoying it. It's just a funny little joke about the old guy getting the job, but I think if there's any worries about clubhouse camaraderie, those should be squashed pretty quickly.
I know the guys have an off day coming up. I think on Monday. What do they actually do? Do they get out of town or do they stay there? What do the guys do on their off days?
Golf. Relax. Get outside, you know, not have to worry about waking up at 7 in the morning to get to the ballpark. No, I think it's always a refresh day. And like today, for instance, they're playing in Surprise. And for those who don't know the geography of the Cactus League, Maryville is very central, you know, where American Family Field stands, right in the smack dab middle. Surprise is about a good 45-minute drive away, which is the longest that they have to do, but they'll be sitting in rush hour traffic on the way back, and it's kind of a haul to get way the heck out there. We like to joke in the Cactus League, Surprise, you're still in Phoenix. And the thing of today is called a show and go. So, hey, show up to the ballpark at 10:30, get some breakfast, and we're just going to hop on the bus and go. So trying to get these guys off their feet. Just the off days start on Monday, then there'll be one a week until the regular season begins.
It is kind of funny. So every year I would experience this being at spring training for the last 10 years or so. You try and figure out, like, you know, when is this regular going to play, or why is he getting a start here when Yelich is sitting? Sometimes it's based upon where they live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
how quickly they can get to the ballpark?
If they live near Scottsdale, they might sign up to play that game, you know, in Talking Stick Resort or where the Giants play, like right in the heart of Scottsdale, because it's very close to where they live instead of having to make that 45-minute drive.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of the inside baseball of all this, too, is that when you're a big league vet, you know, let's say a Christian Yelich, when you're a let's say a few other guys that have big league service time. When you're done in the fifth inning, you're done. You're getting dressed and you're out of there. I mean, you're out of there hopefully by the sixth inning, quite frankly, sometimes, because you got your work in, you're done, and go get dinner with friends or your agent, whoever you see. And so it is kind of a little bit of inside baseball there. And it is good that Maryville is centrally located to get to everywhere for home games. And it's like I said to you guys earlier this week, Cactus League's the one to choose, not the Grapefruit League, just because you can get to so many games and to so many places in such a little amount of time.
Good stuff, my friend. Today is show-and-go day, so that means no media. That means, I don't know, maybe nine holes for Dom before the game? Maybe?
I'm literally on the driving range right now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
good man. Keep your head down. Keep your head down. What course? Thanks, at least pull me into that. What course are you playing today?
Out in Chandler at Whirlwind Golf Club. So they have an amazing range where they have like a little range pass that you can do, chipping, putting, just kind of spending some time, and then I'm going to pop it in my earbuds and listen on the web stream later today.
Hey, that sounds like fun, man.
Exactly.
Enjoy it, my friend. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Cheers.
Dom Catronio covering the Brewers at spring training. Always a fun time to be out in Arizona. Great time to digest Brewers baseball. The access is amazing. A worthwhile trip if you ever have the opportunity.